Kids, something you might not know about your Uncle Marshall is that he's always been good at games. I mean unbeatable.
Gin! Yahtzee! Poker!
You don't have to shout out poker when you win.
I know, it's just fun to say.
We all finally agreed Marshall should be running our game nights instead of playing in them, which he took to mean invent your own game.
It's called Marsh Gammon. It combines all the best features of all the best games. Candyland, I Never, Pictionary.
Backgammon, obviously.
No, backgammon sucks. I took the only good part of backgammon, the gammon, and I left the rest of it in the trash where it belongs.
I'm so excited Victoria is coming. I'm gonna go get another round.
Okay, I want to lay down some ground rules for tonight. Barney, I actually like Victoria a lot. So don't say anything embarrassing. Don't say anything. And guys, I haven't exactly told Victoria that I used to have a kind of thing for Robin, so if we could just avoid the
Well, how rich. You made me promise to be on my best behavior around your girlfriend, yet you have been lying to her since day one. Excuse me. Hi, Leg Warehouse? Yeah, my friend Ted needs something to stand on. So, nothing for him to stand on? Okay, thanks so much. Ted, doesn't Victoria deserve to know that you once had the hots for Robin? I have half a mind to tell the story of the re-return.
No, I swore you to secrecy on that.
Oh, I am smelling dirt. What is the story of the re-return?
Nothing, it's nothing. And speaking of digging up dirt, can I count on you two to behave around Victoria?
Us? Well, what we do?
Look, you guys have always been like the parents that I still have and in fact moved here to get away from. However, could we skip the traditional interrogation of the new girlfriend tonight?
Fine.
Thank you.
I should go help Robin.
Hey. So you gonna be okay hanging out with Victoria tonight?
Oh, sure. She's great. Oh, what, because of the whole thing where I said I liked Ted? No, Victoria's great. She's fun, she's free-spirited, she's great. I said she's great too many times, didn't I?
But if you roll an even number while adjacent to the peppermint forest, then you marshal out, and all your chips go into the pot. And remember, if you ever ask the question, what, then you got a drink. Got it?
No idea.
Okay. No, we'll just start. You guys will pick it up. Newbie goes first. Roll.
Okay.
Three! You got autobiography. Now, that's where you have to answer a personal question about your dating life truthfully in order to move on.
Marshall, come on.
Hey, she's the one who rolled a three. Victoria, have you ever cheated while in a relationship? Wow, good question.
It's okay. Well, I was in a really crappy relationship in college, and I wound up kissing this guy at a party one night, and I felt terrible about it, so I came clean and we broke up.
Victoria, that was an honest and mature answer. You may advance to the Gumdrop Mountains.
So, Victoria, did you ever re-return to this guy?
What?
You said what? You got a drink.
Barney, by the way, I went to a party in that new building on 82nd, and the host said she knew you. What is her name? Sharon? Shannon?
Shannon? Shannon. No, don't remember any Shannon.
Really? Well, because she gave me a videotape to give
her. Where's the tape?
I'll get it.
Cool, okay, you know, whenever.
Okay, Robin, your roll. Woo. Five. Another autobiography for the player to your left, which, Victoria.
Of course.
Victoria, how many boyfriends did you have before you started dating Ted?
Wait, the card actually says Ted?
Okay, well, boyfriends, I guess I've only had two. Prude alert.
Oh, great, there it is. Thanks, Lily, you're a peach.
Barney takes the tape, then tears it apart.
Oh, wow, look at that. Robin landed on the chocolate swamp. That's five chips for me.
Thank you. Finally, somebody understands marsh gammon.
Barney, what was on that tape?
Too bad you'll never find out.
Oh,
damn it. If only I'd given you a fake tape and hidden the real tape in my purse. Oh, wait, that's exactly what I did.
What? Dreamt up.
Yeah, you were just weird about it. I gave you Ted's graduation tape instead. So should we pop it in?
Ted?
Fine.
Barney dressed as a hippie.
Janet, I love you. I love you so much. What about us changing the world together? Don't tell me you've forgotten. I know I haven't. Will I ever see another rainbow? Will an eagle ever soar through this tempest of woe? Baby, please, don't go. There's a thief in the palace, she's stolen all my love. There's a thief in the palace, and she's the...
Barney snatches the tape and storms out.
Did you try his cell phone?
Yeah, I left two messages. I checked the cigar club, the lusty leopard. He's off the grid.
Hey, guys. What up?
Barney, where have you been?
Yeah, we're really sorry about that.
Yeah, so sorry. But seriously, what was up with the tape?
No, stay.
I'm sorry, I don't want to talk about it. It was the most embarrassing and humiliating thing that ever happened to me.
Well, we all have embarrassing stories. Sometimes it's good to talk about it.
Oh, really? Then why don't you tell us your most humiliating moment, Marshall? Show me how good it is.
All right.
I was stopping by Lily's kindergarten class to say hi, but they were all at recess. I really had to pee, so I went into the class's restroom. It was a smaller Target than I'm used to, so I figured I should sit down. What I didn't realize was it was a shared bathroom. I wish I had pulled up my pants.
The kids still call him Funny Butt.
Okay, I'll tell you my story. Believe it or not, I was not always as awesome as I am today. It was 1998. I was just out of college, and I was working at a coffee house with my girlfriend. My girlfriend, Shannon. Yeah, you were meant for me. And I was meant for you. Wahoo! Thank you.
Hippie Barney leaves the keyboard.
Right.
I love your singing, Barney.
And I love you, Shannon.
Joining the Peace Corps with you is going to be legendary.
I know. Only 5 short weeks till we're down in Nicaragua.
Hey, not a fat latte to go.
Mellow order, bro. Mellow order.
Dude, that's your G-friend? All right, high five.
Sorry, I only give high twos.
What else? As long as you're nailing that.
Listen to you. That? You know, women aren't objects. They're human beings. And FYI, Shannon and I have decided to wait till we're married. You can read about it in my zine.
Hey, Erica, right here. Open up your knowledge basket, because here it comes. Forget all that touchy-feely crap.
I feel sorry for you, man.
Peace out, hombre.
Suits. 5 weeks later, we were all set to leave for the Peace Corps. Only problem was, she never showed up.
She never showed?
So what happened next?
You know what? This was a mistake.
What if somebody else told their most humiliating story?
Oh, I know. Just had to decide who.
You brought the game to the bar?
We're not quitting just because Ted's so far ahead.
I was winning.
Fine. I'll go next. I was doing a report on live TV about a handsome cab driver.
The slipping in horse poop story.
Yeah, we all know that one.
Okay, how about this? I will tell you my most humiliating story.
Yeah, Victoria, way to step up.
Okay, it involves a game of truth or dare, a squeeze bottle of marshmallow ice cream topping, and the hot tub at my grandparents' retirement community.
Kids, I tell you a lot of inappropriate stories, but there's no way in hell I'm telling you this one. Don't worry, though, it wasn't that great.
That is the greatest story
ever.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Wow, wow.
Victoria, I deem your offering worthy. My saga continues. I went back to the coffee house to find Shannon.
Barney.
Sugar Bear, where were you?
Oh, I'm sorry. My dad won't let me go.
But the Nicaraguans need us.
It's just, he's still supporting me. And look, he's coming by soon to talk about it, but I think you should go on without me.
Shannon, there is no...
Barney, it's your dream. It's only 2 years. I know we can make it.
As I walked away, I realized Shannon was an adult. Her father couldn't control her life. I had to go back and confront him.
He returns to the coffee house.
She was in the middle of a heated argument with her dad.
Shannon starts kissing the man passionately, making Barney drop his rucksack in shock.
What?
Now we all got a drink.
Oh my God, what happened next?
I don't know, guys.
Okay. Marshall's mom sent us cookies.
Lily, no.
For the team, Marshall, for the team. Hey, Mrs. Erickson, it's Lily. Thank you so much for the delicious cookies. Mayonnaise, really? Never would have guessed. Yes, well, I will definitely give Marshall a kiss for you. Okay, take care.
Oh, crap, my mom sent cookies?
Yeah, I wish we had a dog so they wouldn't go to waste.
So, we've got the whole place to ourselves.
I'm thinking.
Oh, floor's cold. Grab that Afghan your mom made.
The whole time? The whole time.
Barney, that was really embarrassing for both of us. We just earned a huge chunk of story.
Right. So where was I? Oh, yeah, Shannon was sucking face with her dad.
She spots Barney, who staggers to the side to get away from her.
How could... your dad? I mean, I know judge, not lest he be judged, but gross.
Barney, that's not my dad. His name's Greg. I've been seeing him for a few weeks. I was hoping you'd just leave and we could avoid all this.
We're breaking up? But what about the Peace Corps?
Yeah, all this granola business, it was just a phase. Greg's older. He's successful. He buys me all this cool stuff.
But I love you.
But he has a boat. You should go to the Peace Corps and forget about me.
I didn't go. That night, I recorded my video and mailed it to Shannon. I didn't see her until a week later. There's sugar in the basket. Shannon! Shannon, you came back!
I'm just picking up my last paycheck.
Oh, did you get my tape?
Oh, she got the tape.
You? It was you?
Will I ever see another rainbow?
Oh, man.
Walking the nighttime streets in tears, Barney kicks a rubbish bin, hurting his foot. Then someone presses a flyer into his chest. It says, "Suit up and save," and shows men modeling three-piece suits. Barney plods on, with a new look of determination on his face. Staring straight ahead, Barney reaches around behind his head, snips off his ponytail, then lets the foot-long tress drop to the floor. Next, he shaves off his goatee. A black shirt is buttoned, a belt buckled, a silver watch slipped on the wrist, then a dark tie tied. Black leather shoes are laced, a pinstripe jacket is donned, the shirt cuffs carefully tugged so they don't light up. A barber's chair tilts forward, the robe whipped away, then the new, suave Barney gets to his feet. He adjusts his tie with his familiar, waggish wink.
Oh, you poor thing.
The story's not over. I did see Shannon one more time.
When?
Sorry.
Well, you've got to tell us.
I don't know. I think I might need one last story to get me through it.
Fine. The green testicle story. So, I was playing Ultimate Frisbee in college, and there was a barefoot dude with weirdly sharp toenails.
Oh, come on, Ted! You know what story I want to hear. Everyone else here has manned up tonight and told the truth. Why can't you?
You're right. Victoria, I'm sorry I haven't told you this yet, but a while back, I was kind of into Robin. In fact, on our first date, I might have said, I love you. Understandably, she freaked out and I left. But unfortunately, the night did not end there. We all ended up at the bar with our cab driver, Ranjit.
To one hell of a night.
And I drank. A lot.
So you guys think I should have kissed her? Well, I'll tell you what. I'm gonna go kiss her, right?
Now.
Yes! Do it! To the cab!
Outside Robin's apartment, while Ranjit and Barney hang back, Ted goes on to knock on the door. Then a sudden wave of nausea washes over him. Ted and the others flee just before Robin appears at the door. She looks down at the floor, horrified.
You ralphed and ran?
I thought you were vomit-free since 93. So that was a lot?
You re-returned for me. That's really sweet. Though you kind of ruined my customized Shabatsky doormat.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Victoria, I know this must be...
Yeah, it kind of is.
Wow, Ted, you were right. You shouldn't have told that story. But you did earn yourself the right to the end of mine. We fast forward 8 years into the future.
Wait, 8 years? That's this year.
Marshall, not only is it this year, it's tonight.
After storming out with the tape, Barney turns up at Shannon's apartment.
Hi. Barney?
Hi, Shannon.
What are you doing
Just
here?
Listen. When you left me for that guy, Greg, it changed me. Now I'm this. I know this is crazy. It's just, you were once such a big part of my life, and it just seemed insane that you didn't know who I am now. So, here I am. And then she told me about her life. She and Greg dated for a while and then split up. But here's the real kicker. Shannon's a mom. She has a little kid named Max. That's crazy. That could have been my kid. But instead, what do I have? My whole life, some money in the bank, some suits in my closet, and a string of one-night stands.
Hey, come on. I mean, just because her life went one way and yours went another, it doesn't make your life any worse.
My life rocks! Money, suits, and sex? These are tears of joy. I could be cooped up in some tiny apartment changing some brat's poopy diapers, but instead I'm out in the world being awesome 24/7, 365. You let me dodge a bullet, big guy. Plus, here's the mini cherry on top of the regular cherry on top of the sundae of awesomeness that is my life. After Shannon and I talked.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Sorry. Nope. Buy it. You're making it up. You're just trying to cover the fact that you actually had a profound moment of doubt about yourself and...
Video's pretty good on this phone, huh?
Oh, gross, just stop it.
Ladies, gentlemen, Ted. This has been a wonderful evening. I got great dirt on all you guys. I got Ted to tell the re-return. And I rediscovered just how awesomely awesome my life is. Peace out, hombres!
I think Barney just won game night.
We spend so much effort trying to keep parts of our lives hidden, even from our closest friends, that those rare times when we do open up, it's amazing how minor those secrets all end up seeming.
Victoria leaves a joke deposit on Ted's doormat, then they kiss passionately. Barney sidles up to a woman.
$100 says we need to turn around.
Of course, not every secret was told that night. But that's getting ahead of the story.